Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Let me say that again. Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. First of all, we know that we have been discussing intentions and plans. And we know that this will be the last Friday that we will discuss this series. But we also know that in doing so, we still must remember to keep a plan, to have good intentions. So our scripture today is, taste and see that the Lord is good, that his love endures forever. And that's found in Psalms 34 in 1 through 9. We want to pray tonight for the families all over the world, families that are hurting, the families that are in Memphis right now, the mother who has lost her son, under such horrific incidents. Yes, we want to pray for that family and mothers who have brown children. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come right now, God. We come tonight, Lord God, knowing that you are God and besides you, there is no other. Knowing, oh God, that you created us in your likeness. You created us, God. You made us. You breathed breath into us, and we became living souls. We thank you right now, God. Oh, we thank you for Jesus. Oh, we thank you for Jesus, because if it had not been for Jesus, where would we be? We thank you, Master. We're just grateful. We are grateful for the many blessings that you shower upon us. God, we lift up Minister Vivian right now, God, as she's continued to minister, oh God, in India. We lift her up to you. We ask that you surround her with protection, oh God, that only you can give her, God. Surround her, oh God, with wisdom and knowledge right now that only you can give. Oh God, we ask you right now, let the peace of God just rest in her heart, oh God. Open up her ears so she can hear. Open up her heart so she can receive, oh God, as she continues to give out. As she continues to give up of herself. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look upon families, God, families that are hurting right now, families that are devastated, families that are fearful. Fear has come all over the nation, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to give us peace, to give us peace, give us understanding, oh God. Let someone hear us and understand, oh God, the cry that we're crying as moms, as mothers, aunts, uncles. Oh, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to hear us, oh God. You know what we stand in need of, Master. We need protection, oh God. Protection, oh God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We will be careful to give you praise. We will give you honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you. We thank you, and we say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you, God. Because we know that you heard us, oh God. We know that you hear us when we call on you. And we thank you. We thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord. As our hearts are full, as our hearts are hurting, we thank you, Master. Oh, Master, we thank you right now, God. In Jesus' holy name, in Jesus' holy name. And we say amen, amen, amen. And our scripture states, taste and see that the Lord is good. Because he is good. And his mercy endures forever, forever. Yeah. Many times we don't understand the things that goes on. We don't understand what we see. But we must believe that the mercy of God, hallelujah, the very mercy, his presence is with us. Yes, no matter what it looked like, no matter what it looked like, he's with us. Yeah. There is nothing wrong with having good intentions. Nothing wrong with having great intentions. And nothing wrong with any of that. But in order to have excellent, listen to what I'm saying. When you have excellent plans, excellent intentions, Christ is the center. He's centered in that. He's centered there. He's there. Say to yourself, I open the door today to Christ. Not with just sharing a little of me with him, but all of me. I said, all of me I will give unto him. Glory to God. Think about that. I will open myself up to letting him become the Lord of my life. Yes. When I do this, I no longer have silly plans. I no longer have strange intentions. Because now I am following him. Think about that. I'm following him. And we know that if you're following him, you're on the road of success. When you're following Christ. So I choose to surrender, to repent, and believe in the gospel. It means surrendering to Christ and that he will. You're going to surrender to him, to his will, and his ways for your life. Think about that. You're surrendering. You're laying down the weapon. You're laying down the shield. You're laying down all that. The wall is coming down because you're trusting in him. Surrendering to Christ is a process. A process. One that is, as a believer in Christ, we are ready to walk through the process. So we become followers. What? Followers of Christ. That's who we are. Followers of Christ. We're following him. We're trusting him. We stop becoming overwhelmed, looking toward a brighter future. Stop watching the man. Hello? Stop watching the man-made clock when it's time to be watching God. Stop. Yeah, let's become genuine to Christ. We can do all things through Christ because he's going to give us the strength. Now, when I say we're going to do all things, turn to Romans chapter 12. We're going to do all things through him. And Romans chapter 12 talks about, it says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God. Yeah, so I'm beseeching you. I'm beseeching you. I'm calling on you right now by the mercies of God. And I'm asking you, I'm asking you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now that was in King James. But let me read this here out of the International Version. It says, therefore I urge you, brethren, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Now, is that in the plan? See, if this is not in your plan, if this is not your intentions, then you need to sit still. You need to get quiet. Because in order to be on the road of success, listen to what I'm saying. Your body is a living sacrifice. Holy. Ooh, we don't like that word. Holy. Yes, God wants us to be holy. And we can be holy. We can be set apart. We can be different. We are supposed to be peculiar people. We're not the same. We're not like everyone else. We're different. He speaks to us because he has choose us. We're chosen. Chosen vessels. Vessels who have been chosen and vessels who have opened up their hearts to receive and follow Christ. Oh, you listen to what I'm saying. So verse 2 said, do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world. I'm still in the International Version. Do not, just don't do it. Don't conform to the patterns. It says, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I know you say, your mind is going to be renewed when you become a child of God. It's not going to happen instantly. But if you keep seeking, if you keep being a seeker and desiring to be in his presence and to want to know more, he will send the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes. The Holy Spirit is your teacher. It's your guide. Yes. So this is how you're going to be transformed into this pattern of things that you see. A Mardi Gras is not going to be of any interest to you. If anything, a Mardi Gras could be a Bible study time, Bible study period. It could be a time of meditation. It could be a time of ministering, giving out tracts or whatever. Your whole plan, your whole intentions are not patterned by the world. Listen to what I'm saying. It says here, do not conform. And it says any longer. So that means he know you have been there. We all have been there. The scripture tells us that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So he's not just talking to a certain group of people. He's talking to all of us. Yeah. So it says here, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind can be renewed. It can be changed. You can begin to have a new diet. You didn't like fruit, Well, you can start eating fruit. You didn't like oatmeal? Well, all of a sudden, oatmeal tastes real good to you. Yeah. It's renewing, changing, putting away the old and picking up some new things. As you walk, and follow Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That's your intentions. This should be your plan, to follow him. And don't be transformed by the world. Don't have itchy ears. Don't be eager to hear things that your heart feels it needs to hear. But buckle up and listen to things that you may not want to hear, but it's good for you to hear. It's better for you to hear them than to perish. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Look at this. And it says here, for you not to be conformed any longer by the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is. Ooh, that is good, that is pleasing, and that is, he has a perfect will for you. Listen to what I just said. He has a perfect will. He has a perfect will. He has a perfect plan for you and for me. But first we have to what? We have to be willing to be tested. We have to be willing to be pruned. We have to be willing to be proven what God's will is. So we have to spend time. We have to study to show that we are approved, a workman that need not to be ashamed. You don't need to be ashamed of learning more about who Jesus is, because he's going to teach you how to rightfully divide the words of truth. Yes. You need to know. So many of us have been living and being taught the wrong thing for years. We need truth. And the Holy Spirit is here to give us truth. Open up your heart. Open up your mind. Open up your understanding that you may receive the truth from the Word of God. Yeah. Yeah. Look at this. Verse 3 says, for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with measurement of faith God has given you. You know, right here, I can just put a bookmark to that. See where it says here? Excuse me. Where it says, I just saw it. It's saying to us how we are to be sober. Let me get to that. I just rather, yeah, here we are. And it said, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment. Sober. In order to be sober, S-O-B-E-R. This means there is no alcohol present. There are no drugs present. Drugs and alcohol are gifts that Satan comes to give us, to gnaw us, to confuse us, to keep us away from God, to keep us away from the truth. Listen to what I'm saying. So many of us have been caught up in this. Yeah. But to be sober, you can make sober judgment. The young college girl who, I think she was murdered, she was high. They said her level of alcohol had exceeded the amount.
It had exceeded the legal. They call it the legal amount. It had exceeded that, and she was extremely high. She didn't know where she was. Being sober is important.
So then I want you to be sober. He knows that if you're sober, the Holy Spirit can speak to you. He knows if you're sober, you can have clarity. And that God will speak to you. God will be able to minister to you when there is clarity. Sober judgment is important. Yeah, look at that. Mm-hmm. It is very important. So the question here is, being strong. Mm-hmm. Being strong. How can we be strong? We must be willing to stop and to yield our bodies. To stop, to yield our bodies away from things that God is saying to us not to entertain. Have no part in that. Can we do these things on our own? No, we cannot. And God knows that. That is why he sends the Holy Spirit to aid us, to help us, to guide us. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is present. And we need the Holy Spirit. In presiding over our bodies, we need our bodies to be holy. And this means not just on the outside, but certainly on the inside as well, which takes us to the mindset of what we eat. We can not just eat any and everything. No, we can't. We must have control. Yeah. And secondly, God has given us a body, and we must be stewards over our body. If we're the stewards, we're the caregivers, we're taking care of the body that has been loaned to us. Think about that. You're a body. You're a spirit that you live in a body. That's what this is. And the body has been given to us by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You remember in creation, he created us. So we're supposed to take care of what he has given us. We're not to destroy it. And this is Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2. But so this means that God's gift to us is life. And life means these bodies that we live in, we must take care of the gift that God has entrusted us. Yeah. In order to function properly, we must take care of the inner man. And that is through the renewing of our mind. Our mind has to change for us to see and understand that we must take care of our bodies. So often we cannot renew our mind. We can't renew it on our own, and that's okay, because God, he stands there and has been standing as he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus for us. He sent Jesus for us. And Jesus stands there waiting for us to realize that he's ever present. He's ever knowing. And he's just waiting on you. He has waited on me. Yeah. To come and ask. He wants us to ask for help. He wants us to ask for help. In the beginning process is to come to God and simply admit that I need help. I can't make it by myself. This would be my plan. This would be my intentions. Not just for 1 year, but this should be your intentions for life.
as you continue to walk in the newness of Christ. I know he will hear you. Admit to God that you have been trying to do things kind of on your own because you thought this was what you were supposed to do, but now you can see that you cannot, and you totally, totally need guidance as you come and you surrender to him. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. See, now you can see. And it's okay to need help. Yeah, you're not Wonder Woman. You're not Superman. It's okay. That's why Jesus said he had gone to prepare us a place. And he said that he was not going to leave us, but he was going to what? Send us, you and I, the Comforter. The Comforter is the Holy Spirit. And he's ever present with us. We may not feel it all the time. We may not even think about it. Sometimes we just think about it on Sunday. But we should think about it every day, because every day we should get up in the morning thanking God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for whatever you have for me today to do. I know you will be with me all day. As you protect me, I just want to thank you in advance. I mean, just spend time with him. A couple of words. But let it be sincere. Let it be genuine. Let it be honest and strictly from your heart. Yes. This is merely a form of surrendering to God. He is the only one who can help us all. Yeah. Take on his intentions. What is his plan for you? I just told you. And this is what we have been talking about a whole month, the plan that he had for us. It's good. He always had things to happen to us that are good and rich and wholesome and plentiful, having good health. Yes. And having great success. These are the things that God has planned for us. And it's time for us to begin to open up our plan book, our book of plans that we sit down and we, many times we strategize, but we leave God out. And it's time to write him in. Write him in to your plan. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you for this word. Thank you, God. For listeners, oh God, thank you, God, for your protecting power, God. Thank you, Master, for just breathing on us, oh God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, for listeners all around the globe. Those of you who are in the UK, we thank you for listening to Victorious Living and God's Favorite Ministries. Yes, we just bless you, and we look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday. Again, we want to keep Minister Vivian lifted up in prayer. Yes, as she ministered to those who are in need. Keep her lifted as we continue to just bless her in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, we serve a risen Savior. And he's in the world today. He walks with us. And remember, faith, we got to have faith. Faith without works is dead. We must have faith. Faith. We have faith. Faith in an almighty God. Amen. Yes. We walk by faith and not by sight. In everything we do, we keep trusting God. We keep believing in the word. Amen.